plates, cups, saucers.
Right, okay. And how about the things that you actually pick up the food on?
Forks, spoons, and knives.
Now, after supper, you have to do what to the dishes?
Washing.
Okay. And to get the soap off, you have to
rinse them.
Okay. And what do you call the piece of cloth that you use when you're washing the dishes?
Dishcloth.
Oh, I know what it is, but I can't call it.
Piece of cloth that you use when you're
washing. But you turn, you mean
well, what do you call that? Towel.
Well, I can call it now, but I know what it is. I just can't call it.
The piece of cloth that, person uses to wash his face.
And you know the large percolators.
And the
church
cloth
that you make coffee.
To dry himself after he's taken a bath.
Same thing.
Towel, bath towel.
Okay.
You
and let's see, what about the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off? What do you call that?
A faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
A spigot, all right.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Yeah.
I know what it is, but I can't call
it. That you turn, you mean to let the water
right.
out. Oh, well, I can't call it now that I know what it is. I just can't call
it. I never used to buy it in the barrel.
And you know the large percolators that we have at church in the barrel that you make coffee in, you turn that same thing.
They used to call it Johnson.
Do you call it something different from a faucet or a spigot?
Well, it seems like it is called something different.
Newly carved. Part of the time later on, gone
away. Okay, well, if you should have the same thing
that you mentioned. We're getting it up, and then, like, things. And you go down there, get a barrel of flour, whole sack of rice.
Now, what do you call a great big thing? They don't use
and
much anymore, but if you want to get a large amount of flour,
and
or something,
that
you can
buy one. Oh, flour barrel. Barrel.
Okay.
I know all about them. My daddy used to buy it in the barrels.
Did he really?
And there was eight of us children and Mom and Daddy. And he bought flour by the barrel.
My gosh.
He sure did.
Where did he buy it?
Well, he went to, they used to call it Johnson Station, but it's, I think, about where Ludovisi is now.
Mm-hmm.
And went down there with the Mewlin cart, part of the time. Later on, we got a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go down there and get it. You see, we didn't have no way of getting it up here then, like things are now. And he'd go down there and get a barrel of flour, a whole sack of rice, and I don't know, strips of smoke baking away that long. And he bought butter when our cows was not in. And he bought that butter sealed up in a gallon can.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best butter you ever tasted.
Oh, I bet it was.
And he'd buy salt, just general groceries, you know. He'd get a load every time he'd go. And they didn't go too often.
Did you ever go with him?
I never did.
I bet you
did. I was kind of small, and I never did go with him.
Yeah. What do you call something that molasses is stored in?
Well, it was usually stored in barrels.
Was it in barrels, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And what about lard? What was it stored in?
Well, cans.
Uh-huh.
We always had cans for the lard.
If you need to pour a liquid from a large vessel into a small vessel, what do you call the thing shaped like?
Oh, a bottle.
What do you call something that you can hit horses with if you want them to go fast?
Pop wheels.
Okay.
And a buggy whip.
All right. Now, if you go to the grocery store and buy some groceries, some canned goods or something,